Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Breakfast with Vossi and Mambo Magnuson getting ready for Dancing with the Stars, training the house down. Was training till midnight last night. That's the reports we're getting. And you can talk sport right here, 1300 01 1170. The Edgewater text line is 0457 736 736. This half hour of the program, we will get an update on Canberra's Corey Hutter-Widener-Nider. Incredibly dramatic moment. Stopped everyone in their tracks on Saturday night. Raiders in South Sydney as Corey collapsed. It would have been, 30 seconds after a tackle? Collapsed and went into seizure on the ground. Went to hospital, quite obviously, and was released early hours yesterday morning. But we'll get the full update out of the Raiders camp on that one. Greg Alexander about to join us. Origin week, we should mention too. Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, I will be in Adelaide broadcasting half of the program there, or the full program, but you know what I mean, with Trent Copeland coming on board, Brandy also contributing to the show. But yes, we will get it right from the coalface, and then SEN with three calls on Wednesday night and Thursday night. We haven't spoken about women's Origin because I think it's fantastic that consecutive nights we have Origin. New South Wales, Queensland men's Wednesday night, Thursday night. First game of a two-game series, New South Wales and Queensland in the women's, and SEN is all over it.
So we're doing the bias call again, the New South Wales, beautiful. Yep. Who have we got lining up for us?
We got for the Navy call or the Maroon call?
Which one are you talking about? Bugger the Maroon call.
Sorry, Brandy's listing on hold. Yeah, no, for the Blues call, the Navy call. I think Jimmy, do we throw Jimmy into the Blues call, and then Joel will do the impartial, neutral call in Queensland. Well, they can please themselves. Mark Braybrook's up there and the team.
We don't care.
You want to listen to the Maroons call? There you go. 6.5 minutes after 8. Let's go to the man because he's been good enough to join us, Greg Alexander, on a day that both the New South Wales and Queensland teams make their move to Adelaide. Brandy Alexander, how you doing?
Aussie, g'day, Missile. Boys, I've just been flicking through the EPL results. I can imagine, James, you've been busy this morning with some of the EPL results this morning. Everton won, and is it right that Leicester City won? So what's happened with relegation?
Leicester
missed out?
Leicester gone. See, at one stage, listening to SEN's coverage early hours this morning, Leicester are in front. They're going up. Everton are nil all at the time. Then Everton get a goal, and the win was good enough to send them up. Now, hey, Brandy, while you're there, and James, it's been pointed out, Charlie Goosa, that was Ben Rossley, our producer, who picked up, we just played Luton Town's song. So Luton Town's been promoted to the EPL. We had Kevin online from the Supporters Trust earlier, and we're saying we're going to hop on the Luton Town bus or the rickshaw, wherever it is, with all the geezers from Luton Town. But in their team song, you know how football fans get really prickly when we call it soccer, Brandy? Like Simon Hill, he'd get pretty prickly. He'll bristle up. I mean, Alex from SEN, Alex Molchanov, he bristles up. Do they not call it? Have a listen to the Luton Town song. We think they call their sport soccer. Let's just have a listen.
We're soccer crazy and goals are echoed.
Unmistakable.
Sacrilege.
Well, there you go.
How could an English team call their game soccer?
We're soccer crazy. Mm. We're soccer crazy. Wow.
There we go. Just on news. Those. What bus were you on through the Premier League? Was that Bournemouth?
Bournemouth, but then they lost 9-0. Remember they lost 9-0 early season? I got off the bus when they lost 9-0. I just ditched them. Said, I'm not sticking on this bus.
But they were a promoted side from the Championship last year.
Correct.
Right. So they stay up. That's good.
Believe that a team now coming in could even have a smaller ground than Bournemouth. I think Bournemouth's ground holds 11,000. I think you'll find Luton Town holds 10. It's got shitters. Big. It's got the toilet amenities. Apparently, King Henry VIII sat on them. They're that old. Some of the facilities at this club, incredible. But now, and what we learned earlier this morning, just Brandy, I know you love your sport, but they've never paid more than $2 million for a player. Can you believe that? They're going to be joining the EPL where there are blokes getting paid $2 million a week. They have never paid in their history more than $2 million for a player. They've come from the fifth tier.
That is all the way up. That's a great story, isn't it? That is the thing about the Premier League and soccer football in England. Just has the ability to throw up those sort of storylines. It's amazing. It's great.
£150 what was it, James? It was £150 million.
Between £150 to £200 million in revenue that it will generate for the club.
Bang. All right.
How good.
We need breaking news, Brandy. The very latest on Payne Haas. Will he or won't he be lining up on Wednesday? Can we declare him a certain starter?
100%. Declare. Yeah. Payne Haas will play. 100%. He ran yesterday, so he's good. He's good to go. It was a little bit of a moment on Friday when he went down and sort of hobbled off the field and strained ice and compression and elevation. And then when we got together yesterday, we were in contact with him over the weekend, physio. Payne stayed in Sydney, stayed at Coogee. Everyone else went home. Payne stayed there. His family came down on Friday. So his family were with him. The physio stayed with him over the weekend and he kept up the treatment and he was good yesterday, which is great news for us, for the Blues.
Just on Payne Haas, Brandy, while we're talking about him, I reckon he's due for not a breakout Origin game, but a dominant game like we see at club level every year. He's far and away the best front rower in the game at club level, but do you think he's ready to take that next step at Origin level?
Yeah, he's ready, James. Yeah, and that'd be great if he, you know, put in a performance. And not that his performances, there's not a huge amount of difference between, you know, and we say it every week. Well, that's just a typical Payne Haas performance where he will carry the ball,
200,
you know,
meters,
nearly 20 times and plus 200 plus meters and break a couple of tackles. This year we've seen Payne develop a little bit of an offload, you know, and we've seen him crash through the line and offloaded to support, something that we haven't seen in his game previously. So, I think he's ready. And the three boys, the three big boys have, you know, come together nicely with Tevita Pangai and Junior Barlaw. Origin start there, James. And being an old halfback, I know how important front rowers are. It's great. But it's been good to watch the development of those three just through camp and how tight they are, and that can be important when it comes to game time.
James and I may be victims of a drive, by the way. We're going after the over-egging for mentioning that the Queensland High School. I should have announced right at the top of the hour, we are now broadcast through Queensland this hour of the program, James.
Oh, thanks, Fossey.
We're on through 6:93 a.m. Brisbane, 16:20 a.m. Gold Coast, SEN Track Network across regional Queensland.
Just ripped into them.
Hopefully we haven't offended any Queensland listeners with our pro New South Wales chat to start the hour, but that's the way we roll around Origin time. You've got to be either side of the fence. You can't sit on it, so it's all good banter, of course. I'm not seeing any calls or texts come through from Queensland early doors in the hour after the start. But you're more than welcome to get on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.